515 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And one of the ways that OSF St. Mary Medical Center is marking that is through a number of activities, including a pink party next week that we'll tell you about in a minute. Connie Wessels and Carrie McCants from St. Mary's are here to talk all about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and other activities. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
How big of a problem, Connie, does breast cancer continue to be? Is it growing? It strikes me as one of those things that the more we know about it, I think the more unfortunately there might be better diagnoses of it.
That is true. Actually, one out of every woman has the potential of being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow!
So if you think of that number, that's quite a lot. And then actually, age is a predisposing factor. So the older that we become, the greater chance of getting breast cancer.
Do we know how that is? That age correlates with breast cancer?
No, not really.
Okay.
There is some genetics, but 85% of women do not even have a family history of getting breast cancer, and they are predisposed to breast cancer. But it could be exercise, it could be weight, it's a lifestyle choice.
Did we used to think that genetics played a role in this, and has that changed over time? Or I never really got that impression, but maybe it was
I believe it was.
Okay.
Family history was, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to get it. But it was a smaller role now than once thought.
And certainly there are other types of diseases and disorders and things where genetics do play a huge factor.
Correct.
But not necessarily in breast cancer.
Correct.
Although,
correct.
It seems like with a larger population being susceptible to it, that
right.
Sounds like it's more coincidence than anything these days.
Right, right. So, yeah, two-thirds of women over the age of 50, they are that's the age group that are more than likely to get breast cancer, where the 30 to 40 age group is much less.
Are we seeing, though, more instances or more concern about the younger population, though, or is it more that over 40 population?
It's over 40.
Okay.
Yes, and that's when we recommend that you get that mammogram is over the age of 40.
Okay. And I know we've talked in this program in recent months that fortunately it sounds like St. Mary's is making it a little easier, at least, to get those screenings and get that process started.
It is, actually. Of course, you can actually do a self-referral. You can actually make your own appointment if it's been at least a year. But we also have walk-in appointments now available on Wednesdays from 12 to 2:30.
Okay.
So walk in anytime. And then we also have appointments available on one Saturday a month.
Are you seeing a lot of people taking advantage of that? Maybe people that are a little worried but were maybe just as stressed out by having to make an appointment and whatnot?
Kind of too early to tell.
Okay.
We've had a few, so it's kind of a pilot type of a thing. So, but we hope the word spreads. So just walk in our doors,
it's
you bet.
It's good to have it out there, too.
It is.
Available for
it
sure.
It is. That's
and
for sure.
We talk mostly about women getting breast cancer, but it's more and more becoming a problem in men, too, isn't it?
It is. 1% of men can actually get breast cancer. So I know it sounds very minute, but actually it's out there, 1% of men.
And the checking and the exam of that is similar, right?
Right, right. And actually the male population would definitely probably, just feel the lump in the chest area.
Sure.
where of course, in the women, it would probably be a little bit more hidden. Maybe it was a little bit harder to detect. That's why we say, do I need a mammogram? Yes, you need a mammogram.
Is it more that older population of men, too, or is it kind of still too early to tell, given that it's a small percentage of the population?
I don't have the answer to that one.
That's okay. That's right. But it's out there, and that's the great concern, at least at this point.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
What do you hear from people who come in and get screened or either do or don't find out? How nerve-wracking is that time period when you're first getting screened, and how do you kind of talk to people, I guess, to kind of tell them that it's going to be okay.
Right. Well, I think there's a myth out there that mammography is painful. Mm-hmm. It's painful. So, you know, a lot of people say, do I need that mammo? And we say, yes, because early detection is the cure. Mm-hmm. So they, when they come actually and have the mammogram, it's painless and actually it's very quick. And actually the turnaround time is very, I mean, you could probably know between 24 and 48 hours, what your results are gonna be.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest change over the years is that how quickly you've been able to determine what's there and what's not it.
It is. So, and we have, I mean, you know, medical imaging has just grown and, you know, now there's a new technique that they're using called 3D, which actually is even more slices of the breast, which gives better pictures. It's clearer. So, the radiologist can view them and look at that, you know, and screen quickly.
Where is breast cancer in terms of other cancers? Is it's actually at the top of the list?
It's actually
close?
In women. It is the after lung cancer. It's second.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Carrie, over to you. I hate to keep you out of this discussion.
Oh, no.
But probably a lot of what we just talked about, folks can find out next week, right?
Absolutely. We have our annual pink party. It's going to be at the Knights of Columbus next Tuesday, October 30th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. And we are going to, it's free and open to the public. And we're going to have a lot of booths for people to find out more about breast cancer. But not only that, we also have booths just for women to feel good about themselves. We have makeup booths. We have jewelry booths. We have booths with clothing. Just a variety of different things that women can come and check out.
That's probably the part, either of you, that women maybe don't always think of right away is that, you know, if they're going to go through this change of, you know, maybe having to have a breast removed or something like that, that can, and even cancer treatment in itself, that, you know, that's kind of a daunting thing. And you don't normally think of, you know, what you do after the treatment starts or ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we try to have booths from like the American Cancer Society that can help women that are going through that, you know, might be losing their hair or, you know, just a support group for them.
Yeah, that support is probably the most important part of this, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So, right. And I mean, yeah, our breast cancer is for all. It's for the survivors, for the caregivers, for everybody.
Definitely is. So, the pink party is next Tuesday, Carrie. But I know you want to know sooner rather than later if folks are going to attend.
Yes, absolutely. We have a guest speaker this year. What we're going to do is from 5 to 6, we'll have the booths open. They're free and open to the public where you can come in, you can register for prizes, we have giveaways. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Sister Michaela from OSF Healthcare from St. Francis. She's going to come and speak about stress. And stress plays a big part in recovering from breast cancer. But it'll just be an enjoyable evening for everyone.
Connie, I imagine that if you're really stressed out about this, it can really kind of impact how well the treatment works, can't it?
It can. You know, the more health and wellness, you know, the diet, the exercise, just a positive attitude, it goes a long way.
Oh, sure.
It goes a long way.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So, Carrie, folks have to register by Friday, correct?
Correct. They can call the hospital at 344-9402, ask for the education department, and we'll get you signed up for it.
All right. And again, the pink party itself is Tuesday?
Tuesday, October 30th from 5 to 7 at the Knights of Columbus.
All right. And again, you need to call St. Mary's by Friday if you want to attend that. That would very much help them out. Anything we're forgetting here about breast cancer or the party upcoming next week?
No, pink is the color of the month. So,
yeah.
I mean, you see it everywhere in lighted buildings, the NFL football fields. It's everywhere. So wear pink.
Awareness has really been such a great thing and has grown so much in the last number of years, hasn't it?
It has. So, yes.
All right. Connie Wessels and Carrie McCants from OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This The Pink Party is also on our community events page at WGIL.com if you need to get more information, and you can get the phone number there to RSVP as well. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.